Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing once again from Denver, this time with Phil Sang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation after this.
Car insurance? Check. House insurance? Check. Crop insurance? Double check. Nitrogen insurance? Well, fact is, unprotected nitrogen can cost you half your fertilizer investment. So here's the deal. You can leave it all to chance, or you can protect it with Nutrisphere N Nitrogen Fertilizer Manager. Nutrisphere N protects your nitrogen fertilizer from volatilization and leaching, so you can get more use out of it. More flexibility in your schedule? Check. Stronger, healthier crops? Check. As much as 10 to 15% increase to your potential yield? Yeah, that's a real big check. When you consider the high commodity markets and increasing fertilizer cost, doesn't it make sense to get the most from what you've already paid for? You ensure what's important, so stop wasting your hard-earned money and keep your fertilizer as efficient as possible. Protect it with the power of Nutrisphere N Nitrogen Fertilizer Manager. Find out more today by visiting online at Nutrisphere-N.com or call us at 888-446-GROW. That's 888-446-GROW.
As we continue our coverage here in Denver from the 2011 Cattle Industry Convention, one of the bright spots for the cattle industry has been in recent years, the international marketplace. That especially was the case in 2010. The spotlight got brighter than ever as we saw levels finally back up to the 2003 levels pre-BSE. Phil Sang is the Chief Executive Officer and President of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. One of the countries that we remain somewhat frustrated with is the nation of Japan. However, Phil Sang says it's not all the fault of the Japanese that we haven't been able to get further access into that important country.
Well, I think in Japan, you know, there's been elections that have gone on back and forth, but to me, anybody who says that that's a concern, there's always going to be elections in Japan. It's a democracy, so we have to proceed anyway. I think Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack went to Japan and said, let's just get the process started. I think that was very encouraging to the Japanese because we've known for the last 3 years Japan wants to move beyond the 20-month threshold. It's been 10 years since they have had their first case of BSE. And they want to do some things to change some of their own domestic regulations that they've imposed. So the timing is right for us to engage Japan. I think the concern with all of these talks now with Korea, with Japan, is the President Bush promise with President Lee in Korea of 2006, where basically he said that we will not negotiate a deal with any other country that would be more stringent than what we have with Korea. And so when every time you deal with China or Japan and you're always dealing with, here's the Korea model, it makes it much more difficult because they're not on the Korean model.
Why is it so tough to be able to move from that 20 to 30 month threshold in Japan?
Well, I think that in the last 3 years, Japan has expressed a willingness, and I was just in Japan 2 weeks ago, they've expressed a strong willingness to move forward on this. The U.S. side has been actually the one that's been the reluctant participant. Japan, Vilsack went there in April. There was a negotiating team in September that met. They did have foot and mouth disease last summer in Japan that made it very problematic for them to deal with the BSE issue. So we kind of took a hiatus there. But in September, we got back together. The Japanese have expressed that they have all the information they basically need. But then as the U.S. was crescendoing in November to the Korea visit, and to the summit in Korea, they said to Japan, would you please hold off? And so, frankly, we have been the ones, I think, that have been the slow dragging our feet when it comes to moving on this issue. And that's why we need to, in 2011, we need to really get to our negotiators and to our government and say, hey, this is the year.
Chief Executive Officer and the President of U.S. Meat Export Federation, Phil Sang. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It begins at noon Saturday, February the 5th, the 33rd annual Western Oklahoma All Breed Bull Sale at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne, Oklahoma. There'll be 38 head of high-quality bulls from well-known cattlemen in Western Oklahoma, including Angus, Red Angus, Polled Heifer, and Composite. You can get a catalog by calling Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. The 33rd annual Western Oklahoma All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 5th, in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz, reporting from Denver and the Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show for 2011. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.